Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Luke 22 today, verses 24 through 27. Luke 22, 24 through 27. It says, a dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, the one who reclines at the table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I'm among you as the one who serves. So we're going to see tomorrow in greater detail that our reward is to come in the next life. What I want you to see today from this passage is that we are in this life to seek to serve others and not ourselves in this life. The Bible is very, very clear that God says in this life, we're to seek to be a servant, to humble ourselves and to actually submit ourselves to whatever God's plan is for our lives, and then use those gifts that he's given us and follow his plan to serve the people around us according to how he's gifted us to do it. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 10, it says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. So we need to think this way, it says, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In other words, we see here that God, Jesus, who is God, did not take equality with God, something that he was going to take a hold of, but he humbled himself and he took the role of a servant, even being willing to die, and not just die, but to die on a cross of all things. And we need to have that same mindset, the scripture says. In Luke chapter 17, listen to what Jesus says in verses 7 through 10. He says, will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink? And afterwards you can eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Folks, listen to me. I'm going to touch on it just now. We're going to deal with it more tomorrow. Our reward that we're to be looking for is not in this life, but in the life to come. We're to humble ourselves throughout our time on this life, on this earth and in this life. And listen, we are to submit to the plan that the Father has for each of us. We're not to seek to live somebody else's life, but the life God has for us. And we're to humbly use the gifts he's given us to serve others. Oh, one day when he comes and gets us, he will reward us. In Luke chapter 12, verse 35, it says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. Oh, there's a time coming, just like it says, after Jesus' term on the earth and time on the earth when he humbled himself and took the role of a servant and did the Father's will and plan for his life, even though that meant death on a cross, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. The Bible says that if we are willing to suffer with him in this life, there will be a reward for us in the life to come. Do not seek the reward now. Do not seek the attention now, the accolades, the certificates, if you will, or the pat on the back. They may never come. But if you're willing to humbly take the role that God has for you, even if no one on this earth notices, you will be rewarded one day. And those who seek to be first in this life are going to be last in the one to come. And those who are willing to be last in this life are going to be first in the one to come. Take the low road now. The high road will come in the life to come. I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.